First, we've got a zucchini skeptic on the line. He made a bold claim at the end of July that zucchini is really only good in some bread with some chocolate chips. He made some room for those dishes where it's accompanied by cheese or sauces, but on its own, not so much. And then he challenged his readers to give him tips or recipes to prove him wrong. So if you're passionate about zucchini one way or another, we'd like to hear from you now. The line's available at 800-642-1234. How do you make zucchini great? What's the secret? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. 1234. Daniel Higgins is the food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Northeast Wisconsin. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Dan, what do you want to say about your attitude towards zucchini prior to the readers' recipes and tips?
Before this, it was, I kind of came to a breaking point where I had roasted some zucchini in the oven and it came out and it's like this mushy, you know, bland stuff, and I roast it the way I roast other, you know, like cauliflower or other vegetables that, you know, come out, and they come out great. A little olive oil, a little salt, and that's all you really need, and you get this.
Oh, Dan, we might have lost you just now. We'll try to reconnect in just a moment, but we are taking your calls if you love zucchini or you don't very much. 800-642-1234. Maybe you will eat that vegetable when you put it in bread or muffins or hide it in something else. Perhaps you do know a way to make zucchini taste great and show its own flavor all on its own. Tell us your secret at 800-642-1234 as we figure out whether zucchini on its own is worth the effort. Certainly now is the time of year where we're seeing lots of zucchini coming out of the garden, different sizes. Maybe you are tackling a giant zucchini and you're trying to figure out what to do with it because you missed it right under one of the leaves. You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. Help us understand how you use zucchini. Maybe you do use it in bread or you choose to make other things. I know Dan Higgins, we're working to reconnect with him, but he also found some really incredible things. He offers us some zucchini wisdom that he discovered. He says, go small, peel it to get rid of the bitterness, use dip because dill and ranch dip, of course, make the list because it's a powerful cure-all for improving icky flavors, Dan writes. And he also suggests we boil it, fry it, or I think he's using casserole as a verb here, to casserole it. Lots of casserole recipes when it comes to zucchini. So that is certainly another option when you are dealing with your garden variety zucchini. Tell us how you use it again at 800-642-1234. Whether you love zucchini or not, we'll take those calls from you. Also, I just want to highlight something that really was a zucchini fail for Dan. He tried to grill it, and it did not work out for him. Although, putting it in something like a quiche really worked when we combined zucchini with all of the rest of the things. And I want to go back to Dan Higgins now because I really want to understand, Dan, how the zucchini quiche maybe changed your mind about zucchini here.
It worked well. I mean, part of it was parboiling it, which I'd never really thought of doing ahead of time. I think there's just something that helped with that, but I just think, you know, once it gets into like a casserole or something like that where you want some of that moisture, that's where it really starts to kind of, that's where it really starts to take off. And especially when it's not, doesn't necessarily have to be the main focus of the flavor. It seems like it's more of a, as one reader wrote to me, you know, it's more of a supporting actor type vegetable, or actually technically a fruit, but so I think that's what, once I hit that, and then the salsa was kind of the same way.
Zucchini salsa.
Yeah, and that again, you know, there's something that's, you know, it's liquidy, so you're not trying to get something crispy or something, you know, dried or fried or whatever. So it really kind of just played right into where it would be, and in the light flavors, you know, this also, you want kind of a balance of flavors. I think that's part of the appeal, and it's that kind of a piece of produce that it really just works well in those situations.
And what kind of advice in general did you find from people?
It was, you know, a lot of people. The most common thing was, you know, the smaller the better, generally speaking. Five to eight inch, you know, pick them out that are, you know, maybe that 5 to 8 inch range, you know, maybe 3 inches wide, you know, so the smaller is better, you know, making sure to scoop out the seeds, don't, you know, when you're using it as well. But there are people that just really have a taste for it. You know, people are like, they just like to peel it and dip it in ranch or dill dip or whatever. And, all that kind of stuff too. But, you know, another common was to, you know, to peel the zucchini because it's kind of where some of that bitterness can come in that maybe people don't like as much. Mm. And I had, you know, several people come up, give me ideas too, you know, like putting, you know, making zucchini noodles out of it, which I know, like, I think Noodles & Company does that's an option if you don't want hot stuff. And I've had that before, and it's not bad. Just a wide range of ideas on what to do with it.
Good options there. We've got Nancy in Milwaukee who has a bit of insight. Hi, Nancy.
Hello. That failure trying to grill the zucchini has to do with the high water content. But my favorite way other than eating it raw is putting it in a smoothie. It is better certainly to peel it first and maybe take out the seeds or maybe leave the seeds in. But in a smoothie combined with a banana and berries, it is just wonderful. And it's just such a nutritious vegetable.
Oh, Nancy, yep. Thank you for that suggestion. Dan, did you drop any in a smoothie?
I know, and I was going to, and I just didn't quite get to it because I actually had one reader sent in that he said he uses in his protein shakes every morning. He chunks them up in the freezer, and that's what he uses with a little bit of water and his protein shakes in the morning. So, and again, that totally fits. You know, it's a mild flavor, so it's not going to overpower anything. It's very, you know, it has a lot of moisture in it, so that's what you want in a smoothie. So I definitely could see that. Those working very well there if you want to get it in there.
So, Dan, this is a yes or no question. Did readers change your mind about zucchini?
A little bit. They changed my mind in terms of, like, how to use it. It's not like I don't see it as, like, this overall everywhere. I just love it. But I think in the right situations, it's you know, it's got its place. I just don't know with how prevalent it is how many of those things you can make because it's just it's a squash that just kind of just can take over a garden and just multiplies at a crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, Daniel Higgins is the food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Northeast Wisconsin.